Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. My name is Robert A. Wilson. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, a published author. My book's available at Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And how did I teach myself fear.com? And my website's mycowboywisdom.com. Tonight, I want to talk about something that I just really expanded of this last week. It's called Open My Snowflake Eyes to See the Clarity and the Purity of Life. But how is a challenge and the chaos and the tragedy the winds to blow the wreckage of the of my mind of within me away? How is a challenge nothing more than something to feed your yesterday? As I move my life forward to understand, life wheels and deals me the havoc and the continuous challenges to really to open my heart and soul to see that life, you know, we think life is a mess, but really life is an eye-opening experience to be experienced. But we try to live like nothing's ever going to go wrong. And that is where we become really ingrained with the pain of yesterday. So I opened my eyes today to the core of me to see that my life is expanding and always on the move. But how is it the mess of me that creates the havoc of me? But how is it the gall of me, the grandeur of me? How are we afraid to show our grandeur and our gall and our grit to get through life? Because sometimes life isn't always friendly and easy. And people are here to show you your limitations and your bliss all at once. So where do we move our life forward and really expand through those things? As I feel my heart and soul, I send out unconditional love, sensing optimism, unleashing lionized lure for sure as I dynamize my life. That is the wise and the will and the thrill of life to open me up to a better way. So as I move upward and onward and inward and outward and all the words, forwards, but never hindsight. Always foresight, insight, foresight ignites the light of my life because I am the light of my life, invigorating new everything in my life. But today, I really understand that life is forever showing me the thrills and the spills of everything. So as I open up my life, I feel the fervor of me to forward every day resolve, visualizing optimism, realizing life is forevermore a majestic, optimized reveries, enjoying the expansion of life. So as I move forward and understand life is never what I think it is, life is what I desire to experience. So as I move forward, I open up a new wave of wisdom and really walk internally, sensing daring optimism, because optimism is out of the thinking mind. But the snowflake eyes see the purity in everything, in the clarity of life. But I get so caught up in trying to be something I'm not that I get something I'll never be, and that is perfect and know everything and everything goes forward. So as I open up my life, I really understand things move in a groove in a better, bolder way. So as my inside of life, I lionize internal freedoms, enjoying the expansion through life of enterprising my wisdom, opening my lionized eyes, sensing the freedom of today. So as I sense the freedom of today, I tantalize optimistic daredevilry, appreciating the yazzadazzle of tomorrow, because today energizes the path of my life, and my light of my and a snowflake is pure. When it's fallen aimlessly to the ground in a good day, but just like anything else, when the wind blows, the snow piles up and causes snowbanks. And how do we let the frustration within us create the snowbanks in ourselves and call freezing ourselves from our own core and our heart? We really ice over everything. How does that feel when you say that? So today, I open up the lionized self to forevermore dance of everything I enjoy. Because life will never treat me bad. I treat myself bad because I fall into the crap of life. And people treat people bad, they fear. There's a lot of fear in the world that is covered up by arrogance. So how do people you know use arrogance to cover up their stuff and then become locked and blocked in yesterday? That is something I realize is going on. You know, people in management know how they get there. And the good ones get there through wisdom and leadership. But some of them get there through some unsavory ways and they become fearful. And somebody walks in with confidence, they get very fearful. And that is something people that are enlightened and willing to expand through life encounter, because people don't like people that are willing to speak the truth and do what it takes to expand the wisdom and the willpower and the enterprising wisdom within ourselves. And the country right now, if we had to fight for our liberation from England again, would we have the people and the fortitude and everything to do it now? That's a good question. Because people are so unwilling to hear bad things about themselves, they get stuck in yesterday. So as I really, really go inward, to go onward and upward, I sense the locked boxes that I encompass. And it's a locked box because I try not to open up that box of painful memory that I encompass. Because I was afraid to expand through it with learning and detachment to enterprise, hearing the inspirational expression and the life freedom stuff, life freeing energies that were in that box. But it's really the feelings and emotions that I locked in that box and tried to cover over, thinking I have no feelings, thinking I have this. It never matters to what goes forward. So as I move this on, I really expand the life of Riley I enjoy. So as the life of Riley becomes a freedom, I expand of everything I know and everything I do. But I never do what I never done before. But how are we so locked and blocked in yesterday that we forgot that we did that? But how is the box, that locked box inside us, we try to keep everything away from it because we don't want to feel the pain, so we have all the new pain coming in, and it locks us in yesterday. That is where life really becomes a self-centered, ingrained, painful thing. So as I awaken to my life and I feel life, I energize a newness within myself. And that is something else that I really am enjoying expanding through. So what is it in your life that really opens you up to the new waves of wisdom that can forevermore soar, allowing you to expand through life, energizing the gut gallantry to dance with everything? That is where I'm at today. I can dance with life, or I can lionize life. But it's not life that treats me bad. It's my thoughts and my thinking that think treat me bad. And listening to other people, that treats me bad. So as I expand through this and open up my snowflake eyes, I see the purity of my heart and soul to expand through life. Because life is a light, light internally free, fostering enterprising wise to expand through life. So now as I dance of enhanced energies of life. So the freedom I feel will forevermore enlighten me to be a bolder energy, and sensing that life is a dancing daredevilry. I like the word daredevilry because it rings with freedom. But when I unlock that cell of hell of my feelings, because my thinking, I think I got hurt, but did I really get hurt? Because it's my thinking, and my thinking controlling my feelings and my emotions is where I become an enemy of myself. The enemy is always within. It's never without. We just think people are out there are enemies. And that's where I dance of life and never, ever be locked and blocked of what went wrong. So today is the day I sashay of megastar moxie to open up and uncover all my hidden haunts, dawning a light of enlightenment, to feel my sweet vulnerability that my feelings and emotions encompass, to really allows me to open my snowflake eyes to be a better way, because it's the purity that I understand, that I like, that I relish, and the clarity. But I gotta let go of thinking other people owe me something, because nobody owes me anything. I owe myself nothing. But it's up to me to open my snowflake eyes to dance in the purity of my dreams and the elegance of my heart and the splendor of my soul, to really let go and really feel the energies of enterprising expressions I encompass. What would you rather do, think or feel enterprising expressions that are intuitive, imaginary, and innovative all at the same time? But how do we stop everything from being the controlling factors of our life? Because we've been taught to can be controlled by society, the school system, and everything. How is that all just a guide? But how does society like to play mean with people and keep people locked and blocked in yesterday? That is something I really understand, that I really choose to expand. So when I cleared my nitpicking eyes, opened my snowflake eyes, see the universe's scenery and literally landscape with clarity and purity, realizing, admiring, and respecting the unique individualism of life. And that is, we are individuals, and we're all unique like a snowflake. None of us are ever the same. We may do things the same, but we're never the same internally. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And I want to thank everybody for being here. And I am a hypnotherapist. And my website is howdidIteachmyselffear.com is for my books. And mycowboywisdom.com is where my website is. Anyway, thank you and good night. May your weekend be blessed.